They're not going to follow the Tenontosaurus because they don't want to keep him on high alert. They'll wait for nightfall and follow his blood trail. They'll know where he goes.
Weak and bleeding, the Tenontosaurus staggers for cover, his only hope of survival.
He realizes that by moving into the trees, it's going to be harder for the Deinonychus to have room to maneuver. He finds a grove of trees and moves in and hopes that nothing occurs overnight.
But for the raptors, darkness is a friend.
Now they'll switch over to their number one most effective hunting method, night vision. They've got excellent night vision. As the storm off in the distance moves closer, the raptors realize they can use the sound of thunder to muffle their footsteps and the vibrations of their foot. They move in for the final assault.
With quick, erratic moves and the predatory intelligence of a giant bird of prey, the pack mounts its final attack.
This spot is designed perfectly to play into the strengths of Deinonychus. There's a raised ridge behind the Tenontosaurus. It's the perfect launch site for an aerial, silent attack.
With the environment also favoring the raptors, things look bleak for the Tenontosaurus.
Under attack, Tenontosaurus has got to have his senses working at peak strength. Sight is going to be important because he's got to see where the attack is coming from. Sound is absolutely important as it becomes dark. You've got to hear where your attackers are. And the sense of smell is vitally important because it allows him to figure out where those raptors are out in that darkness.